Good morning. This is Debbie Brown, Ag and Natural Resources Educator for OSU Extension Shelby County. Well, just a quick reminder that our West Central Ohio Dairy Luncheon will be held next Wednesday, the 21st, at the New Bremen Pizza Hut, beginning at 11:30 a.m. Diane Shoemaker will be present to discuss making sense of your milk check. Well, have you considered organic production for your farm? Yes, there are costs and challenges to making that 3-year transition on a crop or livestock farm, but one of the best ways to learn is from those who have been through the process. Champaign County Extension is holding a meeting next Wednesday, February 21st, to address this topic. A panel of organic crop and livestock farmers will share their experiences of the ins and outs of transitioning and maintaining organic crops and livestock herds. The panelists include farmers raising corn, soybeans, wheat, hay, pasture, and beef cattle. This will be an informal setting where farmers can ask questions they have about organic production. This meeting will be held at the Champaign County Community Center, south side of Urbana, on U.S. Route 68. Dinner will be available at 6 p.m. and the program will begin at 6:30. There is no charge for this program. Please RSVP by February 19th to 937-484-1526. Well, the Shelby County Master Gardeners will be holding the first of their spring gardening seminars next Tuesday evening, February 20th. This will be held at the Amos Memorial Public Library, 230 East North Street in Sydney, beginning at 6:30 p.m. This month's topic will be What's Happening in the Plant World? Garden Trends for 2018. Discussion will focus on new ornamental and edible plants for 2018, low-maintenance plants for busy people, garden resources, and much more. There will be handouts, refreshments, a question and answer time, and great door prizes. This seminar is open to the public at no charge, and there is no need to sign up ahead of time. Just show up as your schedule allows. Given the risks, it's important for farmers to have written plans specifying how often, when, and where they're going to place manure or commercial fertilizer, and to keep records on each spreading. Peggy Hall, OSU Extension Specialist in Ag and Resource Law, will address potential liability that farmers have when applying manure to their fields at the upcoming Conservation Tillage and Technology Conference. This annual conference offers the latest research and techniques on conservation tillage, which involves leaving the remains of a harvested crop on a field to reduce erosion, as well as topics including soil quality, managing fertilizer applications, and precision agriculture. The Conservation Tillage Conference will be held at Ohio Northern University in Ada on March 6th and 7th. Check out the schedule and registration information at ctc.osu.edu. Well, is your farm emergency action plan up to date? Maybe with these slightly warmer temperatures, although it's going to be wet, you'd rather be out doing something else. But our farm safety folks tell us that late winter is always a great time to review your emergency action plan. Whether it's a structure fire, traumatic farm injury, or a natural disaster such as the tornadoes last fall, being prepared can help reduce the potential for loss of life or property. An emergency action plan should include a list of emergency numbers that may be needed, evacuation and shelter-in-place procedures to shut down specific processes or equipment, and the location of electrical disconnects, water or gas shutoffs, and fuel storage areas. Specifying the locations of livestock facilities and where the livestock should go if they need to be moved is also important. In addition, identifying confined space areas such as grain bins, silos, or manure pits and the hazards associated with each one, listing areas where chemicals, pesticides, paints, compressed gas cylinders, or flammables are stored, and locating access points to water sources such as ponds, rivers, or streams in the event of a large structure fire will also help emergency personnel at the scene. You might also want to think about any specialty equipment needed to access remote locations on the farm, such as tractors, a 4x4 truck, ATVs, or a boat. And consider how emergency response could be affected by seasons. Will it make a difference whether a particular emergency happens in the spring versus winter? You might even want to invite your local fire department to visit your facility to get familiar with the overall layout and general operation. This will give them the opportunity to identify any potential hazards or tactical approaches during emergency response and provide feedback for your emergency plan. As winter prepares to leave, I'm pretty sure we'll have some more cold and snow. Be thinking about how you would handle an emergency situation and put it in writing. It doesn't have to be totally detailed. You can start with the basics: emergency phone numbers, evacuation procedures, livestock safety, the most important points for your operation, and add to it during each year's review. Well, before I leave, I want to give a shout out to Luke. No, the circumstance wasn't the greatest, but it was good to see you again after all these years. Glad to know you listened to WCSM. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back next week. Bye for now.